I'm Selena Sage, and Live Free is for our collective liberation. Namaste and welcome. Before we begin, I invite you to take a breath of mindfulness with me. What we will do is simply breathe in through the nose with the awareness, I am breathing in. And then we will breathe out through the mouth with the awareness, I release tension. And if you can breathe in for four counts and breathe out for four counts. We'll repeat this three times. Breathing in, I am aware that I'm breathing in. Breathing out, I release tension. Breathing in, I am aware that I am breathing in. Breathing out, I release tension. Breathing in, I am aware that I am breathing in. Breathing out, I release tension. And with that final breath, just feel everything leaving your body. Feel a calm, serene space, an openness in which we'll consider the following question. What if everything is perfect as it is? This question came to me yesterday, and it occurred to me that so much of our energy is sometimes centered around trying to create situations that we think are ideal. And certainly this question is not a justification for violence or wars or negativity or anything bad. This question is not about that, because everything is happening all of its own. So if we take a broader perspective and consider that maybe all of the things that are happening are contributing to an awakening, a transformation, an evolution, we can shift our views. We can recognize that there's always a mixture of good and bad, and we can never tilt the world to be perfect in our perception. The world will never be fully perfect to anyone. And so in this contemplation of this question, what if everything is perfect as it is? It is an invitation to simply consider that there are workings in the universe that are beyond our understanding. And if we can consider this question with mindfulness, we are able to transform emotions of anxiety and stress with a different kind of understanding, a different kind of compassion. When you're able to recognize the suffering, even in one that is perceived to be evil or an enemy, understanding takes place. When you have that ability to look deeply into yourself, into those that are perceived as others, understanding blooms. And with understanding comes compassion. So I am inspired to read a couple of things related to this topic that came into my awareness when I considered this question. The first is from my latest book, Finding Freedom Where You Are. And the perspective is, it is not up to you to save the world. It is not up to you to save the world. And I invite you to take a moment to contemplate the meaning of that to you, of that simple perspective. And I will read also the accompanying perspective that I provide in the book. In the phenomenal dualistic world, there is never a time when things are all good or all bad. Simply focus on your own sincerity. That is more than enough. And when I read this now, I'm reminded that by focusing on your own sincerity, if you perceive a problem in the world, there's an opportunity to become mindful, to take a pause, and to use your compassion to create something. You might create a program to help a group that you recognize has a need. Or you might create a product or company to provide a service that might be helpful. We have an opportunity just within our own experience to use different things that create internal angst within us when we observe something that we wish we could change. There's an opportunity for us at the individual level to use our creativity to engage a broader community, to bring awareness to certain things, and to create inspired action. So it's not necessarily that we never are inspired to do anything. No, sometimes we are inspired. And that inspiration is part of our own journey. When we consider all of the problems of the world and we continuously ruminate all of the time, every day, about the problems, what can happen is we externalize. It's always because of them. It's because of the government or this group or this place. And when we create that us versus them, then we can feel powerless to do anything because they are so powerful. But if instead we look at a need and we see, oh, this group of children need diapers, what inspired action could I create to help address that problem? That is much more actionable than looking at a broad scale campaign by a certain group or organization. When we break things down into smaller pieces and we recognize what the opportunity is for us to provide a service or a product or support, we're able to shift our own energy from the stress of rumination to the positivity of creative action. And creative action can also be a poem or a song or a drawing or a book. There's no right or wrong way to share your inspiration, and no sharing is too great or too small. Everything we do means everything, and the opportunity is to really consider the problems of the world from a perspective that does not put the weight of the world on our shoulders. That's a business that's for the supreme powers. But we can take the opportunity to share our love in our day-to-day actions, and that in and of itself creates a different world in which we live. And the second reading I would like to share is from the great and beloved Zen master, one of my beloved teachers, Thich Nhat Hanh. And he has a wonderful book called The Miracle of Mindfulness that I highly recommend. And this is something I'd like to read that's connected to an idea I shared earlier on this episode when I said, can you have compassion for your enemy or someone that you perceive to be evil? So, beloved Thich says, when your mind is liberated, your heart floods with compassion. Compassion for yourself for having undergone countless sufferings because you were not yet able to relieve yourself of false views, hatred, ignorance, and anger. And compassion for others because they do not yet see and are still imprisoned by false views, hatred, and ignorance, and continue to create suffering for themselves and for others. And when I read this, I'm reminded of additional wisdom of Thich when he talks about anger. He talks about how when we see someone creating trouble, we'll just say trouble in the lives of others, there's an opportunity to see that that person is suffering greatly. So instead of having anger at that person, we can perceive their suffering. And we recognize that because this person is suffering, they are causing others to suffer. So compassion is then saying, this person needs help. Because they are creating this suffering, it is a result of their own suffering. And so through that understanding, we can have compassion and recognize this suffering and send them love. It doesn't mean that we have to remain in their presence, especially if they're trying to cause us to suffer. But it does mean that through that understanding and compassion, we transform our own emotion of anger or irritation to compassion. We don't allow ourselves to suffer because of that suffering of others. So this is our great opportunity to transform our experience through compassion and understanding. This is mindfulness. And by simply considering, what if everything is perfect as it is, we interrupt our thinking about how we'd like to change this or that. And we come to a quiet place that allows us to consider everything that's happening with new eyes. And instead of staying in the energy of pain and suffering, we elevate ourselves mindfully to this energy of compassion and understanding. And that brings insight, which often leads to creative action. And by taking the steps creatively, mindfully, we free ourselves. And by doing so, we free others. And freedom is, of course, what I always wish for you. And I thank you so much for being here. Namaste.